The preparation and issuing of NHIS cards in some communities, including Adentan, has become a matter of concern because crowds get to the center, sleep there, and are unable to access the cards. Radio Ghana contacted the public affairs manager of the authority to find out options to address the situation. Salem Adonu said people should not rush to centers when their cards have not expired. The authority will also send additional machines to such centres to ensure that the issuing of the ID cards are done in a more efficient manner.
We at NHI, we appreciate the popularity or the confidence people have in the scheme, which is giving rise to the crowds at the place, which is evidence of the fact that NHIS cards have become very popular, and by extension, what the scheme does is become very popular amongst Ghanaians. The crowds which gather at our register is of real concern to us. We take note of that every now and then, and we're doing quite a number of things to reduce the numbers at the place. And we also keep telling the public that you don't have to go to the facility or the office just for the sake of it, for just when you want a card. Your card must be near its expiry date, about a month's time before you go there, or first time registrant, or people whose cards have expired for some time and they've not renewed it. So these are the three categories of people we are looking at: first time registrants, people whose cards have expired, or people whose cards are just about to expire. Pregnant women and the elderly, they have special arrangements for them. We have special machines dedicated to pregnant women, the elderly, and people in other vulnerable groups. So this, we are also working long hours to ensure that we attend to a lot more people. Sometimes they come to work very early. By 6, they start working. Sometimes they close as late as 8, 9 o'clock, and they run shift just to ensure that a lot more are attended to. We are also considering the option of increasing the number of workstations or machines, you know, per center, so that a lot more people can register. So that is what we've been trying to do, and it's been going well so far. But once in a while, we have a huge number of people trooping to the centers. We are aware of that, and we are working very hard to ensure that the numbers are well catered for and the numbers are addressed appropriately. It is not a situation peculiar to just Adenta. I think it's everywhere that biometric system is. It speaks of the confidence people have in the system. So people have come to see that owning the NHIS card gives you access to healthcare. You don't have to have a lot of money to go to hospital. With the possession of the card, you go to hospital and you are catered for. And people take their health seriously. And that is why we are seeing this. So what we are doing is to educate people more. You don't just have to go there. You have to go there when your card is about to expire, when your card has expired, which we don't actually advise because we want it to be a continuous process. And people who are first-time registrants, pregnant women, the elderly, we have a special arrangement for them. So this is what we are doing now. We are taking steps to increase the number of workstations. And what we are also doing is that when the workstations increase, we will now go to the hospitals and other places so we can attend to people living from there. So we expand our net so that a lot more people can join the scheme and have health care for